We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Tony. Whew. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
I look at the picture of you on DavidDeal.com and I go, does that guy play tight end or fullback? Because he definitely doesn't look like he played offensive lineman.
You know, usually when I was playing inside, when I was playing guard, I would play around 319. And when I'd play tackle, I was in between 309 and 311. You know, I had to eat literally a meal every 2 hours. One of the things that I'm not really proud of is I would set my alarm on Wednesday and Thursday mornings at 3:30 a.m. I'd roll over, I'd drink a 500-calorie protein shake, and then go back to bed just so I was getting those calories in that intake to maintain my weight.
Man, that is crazy, but not unheard of. David, I appreciate it, man. I'll be in touch.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. And make sure you tell my man Shane Roderick and I said what's up.
All right, I can do that. That's David Deal.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
He got Shane's name wrong, is Shane Reardon, but no one really cares. It was a really great interview with David Deal, and he is part of the Loho Daily podcast today, and where we talk about how offensive linemen lose weight after they are done playing ball. Welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a great show filled with a lot of stuff today. Jason Benetti is going to join me at 1 o'clock today. We are going to talk about Bill Walton and the fact that he is going to be doing a broadcast tonight with Bill Walton. Joe Ostrowski, who was on with Connor, is going to join me in the next segment. It'll be good to have Joe on the show. We're going to talk about some of the new cool stuff that he's doing on radio.com. By the way, you should just get that app. My podcast is on there. The shows here on the station, all of our podcasts, it just makes it easier listening. So please, please, please download the radio.com app today. We start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Don't worry, we're going to get to the Cubs. We're going to start with the White Sox, who had themselves a time out there in Anaheim, Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim, Orange County. As we sit here yesterday, we were out here slandering Jose Abreu, and he heard us all the way from Anaheim. Was like, no, you don't.
2019 and the loss of Skaggs. In the air, deep to left field. Upton is back at the track and the wall. It is gone! A moonshot from Abreu, and we are tied at 2.
Quite the effort to get to Mags this year. Although, that might be a start. Deep left center field. Look out, Maglio. Jose's coming for you. 8-3. 14th career multi-hit game. 172 in his career.
Mike Trout is the best player in baseball.
It's tough to attack Mike Trout anyway. This is gone into the rock pile. Mike Trout goes deep. 49 driven in his last 49 games, and the Angels are up a pair.
Yeah, that's his 40th home run of the season. He's a bad, bad man. And then things got bad for the White Sox.
For this 1-2, he struck him out. Another changeup, and the Angels hang on at the edge of the cliff in an 8-batter ninth inning to beat the Sox in the opening game of 4. A grand effort and a comeback for the Sox, but the Angels do end up winning by the count of 8-7.
Okay, well, what's going on in the National League Central? Because we'll get to the Cubs, but what about the Cardinals?
All righty, so here's Leaders after the visit to the mound. That is a tying run at second base. In the air, center field, and the Reds have won the opener this series. 2-1 the final.
That's good news for the Cubs because they don't lose first place to the Cardinals, which they would have done with a win. Milwaukee, by the way, one game back of both teams. Speaking of your Chicago Cubs, everything went right for them. Leading to the ninth inning, they were playing decent defense. You've got guys making plays. Kyle Schwarber's out there diving around. Albert Almora and the boat god are getting together for RBIs. Yu Darvish strikes out 10. Like, everything's going okay. And then things started to not go okay in the ninth.
And now the 3-2 on the way. Bouncing ball to short. Charging is Bodie. Juggles it. No play. That'll be an error on the shortstop, David Bodie. He charged it and got caught in between hops. E6.
Yeah. Is bad. Real, real bad. And then it kept getting worse.
The stretch by Rowan Wick. He brings it. Ground ball toward the middle. Going to be a tough play. It's a base hit off the glove of Happ. A run is going to score. The Phillies are still alive. Going to third on the play. Kingery, a single by Miller. It is now a 5-2 ball game, and the tying run is at the plate.
And it wouldn't stop.
Ground ball toward the middle. That's a base hit off the glove of Happ. Scoring is Kingery. Stopping at second is Miller. And now it's a 5-3 ball game.
So now you got some decisions to make as the bases get loaded. And Bryce Harper comes up. And Bryce Harper's had himself a nice series against the Cubs. And bad things.
With the bases loaded and one out.
Harper, oh, my God.
Deep to right field. Way. Come from behind victory. It's a stunned Cubs team that has been swept out of Philadelphia.
Oh boy. Did you just play the sad your Super Mario Brothers game is over sounder?
I played nothing.
Uh-huh.
Tony, on the other hand.
Oh, okay. Tony, that was all you?
Yep.
I want you to play I understand that this is pouring salt in the wound for you, the Cub fan, but I want you to try and enjoy some of the ridiculousness of this call. And what I mean is the ball was hit so hard, so high, and so fast. Just listen in the first 2 seconds again for the color guy to scream out, oh my God.
With the bases loaded and one out.
Oh my God.
You know who that color guy is.
Wait, who is that color guy?
John Kruk.
Is he Krucky? Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. He was enjoying himself. It was a phenomenal call. And I know this is going to hurt. And I threw this up last night with the Dave Chappelle spilling the water and then running out the room, Jeff. I loved the way that Bryce Harper ran around the bases after hitting the grand slam. It's a weird thing to like, but for a guy that gets as much, people hate Bryce Harper. I don't know why, but they hate him. For him, he had a moment there, and it was a cool moment if you're not a Cub fan. Maybe if you are, it was a cool moment because he took off and was sprinting around the bases. I forgot who was in front of him, but he almost caught up to him. And watching that moment was kind of cool, even though it feels awful if you're the Cubs. So that's the end of the rundown for Friday, August 16th. Let me just say this about the game and where the Cubs go from here. All they can do is go to Pittsburgh and try and forget about what happened over the last 3 days. It sucks. I remember a time when you and I would talk about the Cubs, and you would say to me, man, if the Cubs could just get Yu Darvish right. You remember those days? It was about 12 starts ago. Because since then, Yu Darvish has been right, and last night he was magnificent, striking out 10. Remember when your only problem was, I wish Yu Darvish, could Yu Darvish be a number five starter on this team? Where Yu Darvish is now looking like the guy who starts a series if you were to get to one. Or starts a wild card game if you were to get to one. The good news is for the Cubs is that the rest of the division doesn't want it. So it's still right there for them if they want it. But last night's game, you got almost everything you could have wanted as a Cub fan from it until the ninth. And then it was a comedy of errors, both literally and figuratively. And a punctuation by the guy that, if you're a Phillies fan, you're hoping can step into that moment and have a moment. And that's what Bryce Harper did. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if anyone at the Cubs knows what to tell you about how they get out of this. But all they can do is try to not think about what happened in Philadelphia carrying over into Pittsburgh.
Throw it into the sea of forgetfulness.
You got to. The good thing about taking on the Pirates, the Cubs hate the Pirates. Joe doesn't like Clint Hurdle. Javi doesn't like Clint Hurdle. No one likes Clint Hurdle. I don't like Clint Hurdle. I'm not even a Cubs fan. I don't like that dude. So you might be able to get some sort of juice out of going into a hostile environment against a team that's going to try and hit you in the head. Because that's what they do. And that's it. Like, that's all you can do. You can't sit and worry about what happened. For the most part, every decision was right. You were playing good baseball, and then it all disappeared in the ninth inning. And I don't know if anyone there has any answers about that. We need to take a break. When we come back, Joe Ostrowski is going to join me. We'll talk a little bit about the Cubs. We'll talk a little betting with him, too. Where's the smart money going? Joe Ostrowski knows, and he's going to share it with you next here on the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Score.
It's your world, Joe.
It is Joe's world now. Talk about a guy that's getting a lot of love and some run. One of the new titans of betting on the radio.com app. If he were on the phone, he'd be joining me on the Alpamonte.
Is that the rule? If it's in studio, you don't play the drop?
No, I mean, we play it all the time, but it's just, it's weird because you're here, so you're not really on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. But I will tell you that Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. My name is Lawrence Holmes. Sitting beside me is Joe Ostrowski. He of the You Better Your Bet pod show. Wait, is it a pod or a show?
I know Feeder mentioned a podcast, but it's not really a podcast. It's a show.
It's a live show.
But it will be in podcast form.
It will be available for people. So this is like, we've gone from you being the guy here that understands how sports betting works to you then covering sports betting at a governmental level.
The Capitol.
You going down to the Capitol to now radio.com understanding that this is a market that is growing and there's a need for content like this. And now you and our buddy Eli Herskovich and Danny Parkins are going to do more stuff on this front for radio.com. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really looking forward to it this football season. It's perfect time, too, to get this launched. So, let me try to explain, because it sounds a little confusing to people that just listen to the score and they're not quite, they hear a sayradio.com, but they don't understand. You mentioned it at the start of your show. Your podcasts are on the radio.com app. If you aren't able to be in your car or near a radio at your home or at work, we are always streaming on radio.com. So if you have your phone with you, you can still listen to the score at all times via this app. And that's where this station is going to live. It's a radio.com sports station. And the evening show, 5 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, is the show You Better, You Bet. And the plan is for me to host about twice a week. But there are some weeks, in a few weeks, middle of September, there are a bunch of Cubs games late. So I'm going to have 2.5, 3-hour shows. So I'm not going to be on You Better, You Bet those weeks. But 5 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, cast of characters, myself, Nick Kostos will be there 5 days a week doing it. I've known Nick for a few years.
Nick does a great job.
He is New York. He is energy.
Yes, he is.
So that's Nick, and it's going to be fun. Another guy that will host 2 to 3 days per week is Ken Barkley. On Twitter, he goes as Lockie Lockerson. He's a very smart man. He knows a ton about college football. He wrote his own preview guide, and he models his own games to figure out if something is worth betting. Our executive producer for every show will be Eli Hershkovich, so he'll be involved. I get to make fun of him on the air once
Great.
Again. And then the Sunday show, 8 a.m. to noon, will be Nick Kostos and Danny Parkins. So this will be a six-day-a-week project.
So they'll be, ideally, on football Sundays, they'll be leading you into the games.
The 4 hours.
The latest information and what's going on from a betting standpoint. Can you believe that we're here? That we're at this point where there is a major investment in sports betting?
A little bit. And then I don't know if you saw the news a couple of days ago. The ESPN News sports betting show has now been moved to ESPN2. So they make that big climb. We've had the show on FS1 for a while. We're going to see more of it throughout the football season. There was a report from Jason Barrett yesterday that CBS is going to have gambling-related information on their ticker during NFL games. I don't know if that's going to be the case because they've pushed back a little bit, keeping sports betting at arm's length. But, things are changing. Can I believe we're here? Yeah, I can, because I expected to be here. I actually thought there might be more, but next football season is when we're really going to see it. That's when we're going to have probably at least half the country with legalized sports betting.
Can we talk about the Cubs for a second?
Yeah. Can I also mention this? That,
sure.
That yesterday was the launch of legalized sports betting in Iowa. So the Cubs are up 5-0 going into the 8th, 5-1 going into the 9th. You have to imagine that was the most popular bet of the day. All the Cubs fans in Iowa getting down on their team. And folks, that is what you call a bad beat.
That's a terrible beat.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a terrible beat if you're a Cub fan in Iowa. It's like, oh, sports betting's legal. Let me go bet on the Cubs. Things look great. They're up 5-0.
This is awesome.
Yu Darvish is striking out 10 people. Everything's clicking, and then bad stuff starts happening.
Yes.
The whole thing has been I was joking with Parkins yesterday that it's like a marathoner. The Cubs are running a marathon. They're at a decent pace. Like, they're doing all right. They're not going to beat their personal best, but they're doing okay. And they get to mile 23, and it's like, I think I feel a cramp. I definitely feel a cramp. I can't run anymore. I'm going to finish this race. I'm just probably going to need to walk. And the lead that I had on the rest of the guys, I see them now. They're right there. It's everything that can go wrong for them has gone wrong, whether it's injuries or ineffective play at the worst possible time.
Yep.
It's ugly, and I'm not sure how you get over this last series of games other than to say, screw it, throw it in the garbage, don't worry about it, and let's go beat Pittsburgh this weekend.
How many times have we said, oh, Milwaukee's dead. They're done. They squashed them. Now they're back. Again, because of their own doing. And you're right about the timing with everything. if you just stick with the bullpen, now we can get to the holes with the leadoff and second base and the defensive issues. And you have that moment. Bryce Harper walks it off. Everybody yells about the bullpen. That's fair. That was a defensive loss last night.
Yep.
That was solely on the defense. And even though Ian Happ wasn't credited with a pair of errors, you can make a strong argument that he should have. And the reason he wasn't playing second base all year, first you had the bat issues, but even when he was promoted, they did not want to put him there until he forced their hand with his production. Why? Because of all the struggles on offense. But that bullpen is, you lose your top guy. You get another top guy, or you think's going to be a top guy in Kimbrel. You lose him. What ends up being your best reliever of the year, Kinsler, you lose him. They told you that maybe we'll have Morrow in May.
It's late August. It's late August now. It's legitimately late August now.
We're only going to miss our closer for 6 weeks, guys. It's going to August 16th. What did Jet say yesterday? He threw a couple warm-up pitches.
Yeah, like, that seems like you're far away.
But you're right, and I'm not making excuses. This is exactly what happens during every baseball season for just about every team. It was the exception to the rule in 2016 when the entire rotation went the year healthy. You don't see that. And what happens when you have some guys that are 35 years old? Oh, Cole Hamels. Yeah, came back a little early. That's an injury that seems to stick around.
Writing the story of the 2019 Cubs. Like, if we really went back and, like, started at the beginning of this season and talked about everything that's gone on with this team.
Okay.
From Addison Russell, let's start there.
Okay.
Addison Russell's suspension. Then let's go to Ben Zobrist leaving the team.
Yeah.
Yu Darvish being ineffective in his first 13 starts and all of his starts at home. All of them. Brandon Morrow is not available mm-hmm. for this team mm-hmm. for them to close games, right? Then you had, what was it? Was it Strope who got injured next after that?
Or did he? Or is he just done and they made up an injury?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. You were trying to fill the hole of second base for the rest of the season. Cole Hamels gets hurt, who had been your best starter until that point. John Lester has a little dip. He's not, you know, and that's the guy that you're leaning on to be your number one. And I was joking in the last segment. Remember the days of, if they could just get Darvish right, I think they'd have something.
They got him right.
He's been terrific.
He's been unbelievable.
For his last 12 starts, he's been great. And you keep looking down this list of guys getting injured, guys getting older. And the thing about getting older, and old guys bristle at this when you talk about it, relatively old, because they're all younger than me, but relatively old guys in sports, bristle, no one is questioning your talent. I question your ability to be available. That's what happens to guys as they get older. They're more and more likely to find themselves, while there is a decline in talent, to not be available for their team.
I disagree.
Okay.
I question the talent after the core four. Look at the bottom of this roster. That was supposed to be a strength. What are we learning? So you mentioned you rattled off five things, and I've got at least five more for you.
Sure.
You rattled off Russell, Zobrist, Darvish, Morrow, Strope. Let me add your big addition, Descalso. That was your addition in the offseason.
Before Descalso got hurt, John Lester had a higher OPS than him.
Tommy La Stella went to the Angels and did what before he was injured?
Made an all-star team.
Oh. You extended David Bote because you had to? What has he done? You can't put him in the field. You can't play him. Nice error last night. Maybe we're going to look back and say 2019 is the year we found out that Albert Almora can't play.
He's the guy that you need on the end of your bench to come in and be a defensive replacement. But you know,
and Contreras is going to miss probably 2 months.
That's the other thing. Then Contreras gets hurt. You make the trade for Maldonado.
Oh, my God.
Then you trade Maldonado, and then Contreras gets hurt again.
It's a one-week rental.
And then you're like, Jonathan Lucroy, come on down. which is fine. I still think that they're going to win the division. I still think that they're the best team of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But they're starting to make me look bad.
I agree that they will win the division. But I'm also not going to take the Brewers and say, well, they're the worst of the three. They're not going to win the division. Look at all the issues they've had with their bullpen injuries, too. I'm not saying that. Because we're 120-some games in, and they are right there.
Oh, wait. You know what else?
This will happen on a small sample size. Just your final 6 weeks is going to be decided.
Let me add something else to the list.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, we don't have a closer, so we're going to sign Craig Kimbrell. And then you sign Craig Kimbrell, and he's not great. And then he gets hurt.
And he gets hurt.
And it was like, oh, well, he's totally fine, and he's going to be okay. And it's like, wait,
I don't know how you felt about that signing. I felt that was a 50-50 shot in the dark because we've seen so many guys that didn't have a camp or started the season late, and they've had – many of them have had injury issues or just bad seasons.
I don't buy the idea that one can – keep themselves in tip-top baseball shape by themselves. And I know that it's antiquated because, I mean, you can get a trainer and all this good stuff, but I think guys need that. I think they need the time in front of a team, in front of the team doctors and training staff to get themselves prepared. And I remember like being like, don't rush him. And they didn't. They allowed him to kind of move at his own pace to get up here. But even last year, there were people in Boston saying, Kimbrell might not be the same guy that he was. Do they even sign Kimbrell if Zobrist is still on the team? Like, would they even have had the money in the budget? Because they have the money, but the money in the budget to sign that player. And realize, you've got Craig Kimbrell for another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot here,
and
man.
That's the window. That's the window. And we're not even getting to the point in the conversation right around the corner when they're going to have to make a decision. And if you're going to lose Baez or Bryant, right? You're going to lose one of those guys. Before you lose them, don't you want to get something for one of them? And when does that decision have to go down?
I wonder what decision they'll make because I'm a Bryant truther. I'm one of those guys. Like the
you
guy,
know I'm with you there.
He's great. Like, I understand that there are people who...
You're wrong. He hits in the clutch, so stop.
Right. Like, I get that. I understand that there are people who are upset by him, but then I look and go, he's hitting 300 every month except for April. Like he's on base all the time. Like, it's a whole
he's
thing.
He's having his best season.
Correct.
He was an MVP in another one.
And as I've been saying on this show, I'm starting the rumor that he has a dog named Comiskey, and that's
please.
Why he will end up being a White Sox in
yeah,
a couple of
yeah.
years.
I mean, probably. You should roll with that because I can see them coming up $50 million short once again. Oh, but wait, the deal was actually going to be worth more money if he would just trust us and join the plan on the South Side. And, I mean, if he's that good, he would have proven that he – that's a bigger deal, and you go sign there.
Well, Bryce Harper is looking every bit the $330 million this series
last
against
night.
The Cubs.
He has 7 homers in 7 games now.
I mean.
Last week. And then the video of the Philly fan giving it to Harper was just beautiful.
$330 million, 0-3.
Boom. Now what?
Now what? I love the way that he ran around the bases last night. Like, it was just pure joy. And he was so excited to, like, get to his teammates.
At no point did I think the Cubs were going to get out of that. That's where I am with this team. When he came to the dish, bases juice, that situation, did you think they were going to escape that?
No, because he had looked so bad earlier in the game. Darvish had made him look silly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, now he'll do the thing where he's Bryce Harper again.
This is where we're at, Lawrence. A guy that nobody wanted. Nobody. Is your left-handed specialist? Is your high-leverage spot? That you're running to him? Oh.
It's bad. Things are bad, but you can start over. There's still time. I know Cubs
fans.
I actually think
they're going to win this series.
I do too.
Okay.
And would it surprise you if tonight was like a 9-0, 9-2 win for the Cubs? It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they went out there and mashed on the Pirates.
You know, it would surprise me if Hendricks gets his stuff kicked in again, back-to-back outings.
Oh, wait, put that on the list. He went on the IL.
Oh, wait.
It's another guy that we can put on there.
Wait, did every starter except for Darvish go on the IL?
Yeah, Darvish has pitched, I think he's fourth in innings in the National League.
Quintana.
Who was bad, and now he's been good.
Really good.
And now he's your best pitcher, according to FanGraphs War.
For the season. But if I'm starting a playoff series tomorrow...
They're going to give the ball to Lester. They're going to give the ball to Lester.
I'm giving it to Darvish, then Quintana.
Correct. That's what I would do. We'll see. But they got to get there first. Yeah. And then you have all of the ex-Cubs. Like, DJ LeMahieu is like a 5-war player. Theo never even saw him. You have Gleyber Torres just pounding the Orioles.
But it's going to be Joe's fault. It will be all Joe.
Yep.
Are you excited for the Bears game tonight?
Nope. You know why, Joe? Because I feel like...
Smoking like a true representative of this show.
Because I feel like they had their game on Wednesday.
They did. I wish that was on television.
I would have loved to have seen that televised. Yeah. They had their game on Wednesday. Mitch might go out there and hand the ball off a couple times, and then that's...
Can I leave you with one Bears angle that has something to do with the show we were just promoting, You Better, You Bet? The Bears win total is set at 9 for the season, and that surprises some Bears fans. They think it should be higher. The biggest disagreement among bettors, especially out in Las Vegas, I heard this from a bookmaker out there last week. The biggest disagreement in the NFL on any win total is on this Bears 9. The public is killing the over. They can't stop betting on the Bears to have more than 9 wins, and the professional bettors are all on the under.
Mm.
You don't like to be on that side.
It makes me very uncomfortable. Don't say regression.
I'm not.
Don't.
I'm so sick of it, too.
Don't say it, because...
Well, it's true.
But... Well, Joe, being here in studio with me, you get a $51 gift card to Hub 51 right on the corner of Hubbard and Dearborn. You should go there, and you should get the chicken nachos.
Now I have 2 of them, so it's going to be a party.
Okay. That's what we like over at Hub 51. They're great. The French toast I would also highly recommend, and the Hub punch. It's not Hub Arkish's punch. It's Hub 51's punch, and it is fantastic. Joe, the name of your show and where people can find it.
You Better, You Bet, radio.com sports. You download the radio.com app. That's how you can listen to the score all the time. And when we're on the air 5 to 9, Monday through Friday, it's going to be flashing, hey, we're doing a live show. And it's not just audio. There's going to be a video. They set up the camera
yesterday. I saw that the camera was set up in the update studio.
I apologize. It is HD. So.
It looks really good. Joe, congratulations and a job well done. You deserve this opportunity, and you're going to kill it.
Thank you so much.
I need to take a time out. When we come back, what does the Cubs general manager think about what's going on with his team? We'll discuss that. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall, as 25th-ranked Northwestern is going to host Ohio State, Iowa, Michigan State, and more. They got the Big Ten Coach of the Year in Pat Fitzgerald. Tickets are on sale now, NUSports.com. Back after this on The Score.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cubs 5, Phillies 3. The stretch for the 2-2 from Holland. He delivers. A swing and a high fly ball, deep right field. It's going to be a grand slam.
That was a forlorn Pat Hughes last night talking about Philadelphia with the grand slam by Bryce Harper. That was absolutely crushed. Cubs lose. They've lost all 3 games to Philadelphia. They are still on the road against Pittsburgh. Their road record has gone to 23-38. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We're going to talk with White Sox play-by-play man Jason Benetti about Bill Walton. coming up after one. Jed Hoyer was on the score yesterday. He's the general manager of the Cubs. Danny Parkins did a really thorough interview with him. I wish I had time to play it all, but I don't. You should seek out the whole thing on the radio.com app. But the thing that I think that you might most be interested in is the GM's perspective on what the problem is with the Cubs when they leave Wrigley Field, because at Wrigley Field, they're 41-19. They're winning almost 70% of their games. On the road, they're 23-38. Here's what Jed had to say.
I mean, there's nothing much to say. I mean, we played, you know, 12 road series since the middle of May, and we haven't won one yet. You know, we split the one in Cincinnati this weekend, and we split the two-gamer against the White Sox. But otherwise, we've lost 10 of those series, and I mean, there's nothing positive to say about what we've done on the road. And I think that when you look at our home record this year, it's fantastic. And when you look at other teams with, you know, home records as good as ours, you're looking at the best teams in baseball. And then when you look at road records and you look at, you know, which teams are performing like we are on the road, it's the group of 100 lost teams. And so, you know, there's no positives there. We have to figure it out. I think that we all know if we don't figure it out, it's going to end up being the thing that sank us this year. And so, there's still a quarter of the season left. There's still, you know, a lot of road games left, but we need to figure it out now. You can't just keep on going on the road like this and losing series and expect to go where you want to go.
Well, Jed, then how do you solve a problem when you don't know the cause of the problem?
Well, I think that you try to identify that the cause of the problem. You talk through it a lot, which I think Joe and Theo and I and the coaches and the front office, we spent a lot of time trying to identify the issue. But you're right. There's no way to really know what the problem is, especially as we've discussed on this show. You know, we have a group of guys that have won a ton of big road games in the past, so it's not a intimidation thing, and it's not an experience thing. And it's been for every reason. You know, we've lost a couple games on this road trip where very good veteran pitchers get pounded early in the game, and we lost those games quickly. But then we also lost the game on Tuesday night where our starting pitcher struck out 14, was brilliant, and we couldn't hit their pitcher. So I think that, you know, we've lost in every possible way. It's not like there's one particular issue. We're just not getting it done. We're not winning. And ultimately, we have to, you know, figure out some formula that allows us to go on the road and win series. Because, like I said, you can't expect to play so well at home that it covers up the hiccups we have on the road.
Add another way of losing a game to the list of what Jed was saying about we've lost in every way. Well, you had the dominant performance again from a starting pitcher, double-digit strikeouts. Yu Darvish looks amazing in the game. You get to the ninth inning with everything else going really well, and then there's a disaster with guys messing up in the field, guys not getting the balls that maybe they should have gotten to, an actual error that is called on Bodie, and then your bullpen is not able to stop Bryce Harper from hitting a grand slam against your team. Would you like some good news? I'll do it like Starship Troopers. Would you like to know more? I have one stat that might make you happy. I'll tell you after this. Hint is pure, still sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. That's drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. So, the Cubs are bad on the road, right? Pittsburgh's bad at home. The Pirates are 24-32 at home this season. Cubs have 20 more road games left. They don't have to win them all. 10-10 would be nice. If you go 10-10 on the road and there's, 21 games left at home, and let's say you win 16 of those. How many wins does that give the Cubs? 10 plus 16 plus 64 is what? 90?
90.
Do you trust the Cubs to go and win 26 out of their next 41 games? If the answer is no, they have earned that no. They've absolutely earned it. I still believe a little bit, that they're able to do it. But I know we talk about baseball in terms like all season long of, well, this series is critical. This series is critical. Like the series in St. Louis felt critical. And then they came home and turned it around and won, what, 7 out of 8 or whatever it was. Now's the time of the season where you're under the, what most general managers say is 60-60, let the team play it out for the last 42. You're going to lose 60, you're going to win 60. The Cubs are like right there from a record standpoint at 64 and 57. How is the last 42 and now 41 games going to play out for them? But yeah, they've earned your no. They've earned your, I don't know, they're not going to win 26 out of the next 41 games. You'd have to be high off your ass and think that they were. I still think it's possible, but tonight and this weekend becomes a critical, an actual critical series for the Cubs. And if you were wondering, St. Louis stays in Cincinnati. They lost last night. And Milwaukee is at Washington. So you're now a Nationals and Reds fan for the weekend. If you're a White Sox fan, or maybe just you want to look and see what's going on with Bill Walton being on the broadcast, Jason Benetti is going to join me, and we are going to talk about the fact that Bill Walton will be calling White Sox baseball tonight. That's right, tonight. Benetti joins me next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.